Greetings, friends. It is I, Igor, the master's loyal servant. The master wishes me to tell you that when he is conducting his experiments, stitching corpses together and giving them unholy life, he listens to the Sean Geek podcast, which he downloads directly from seanmcginnity.ca.
Igor, don't forget to tell him to download it from seanmcginnity.ca.
The master wishes me to remind you that he downloads the Sean Geek podcast from seanmcginnity.ca, and so should you.
It lives! It lives!
Wow.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back. I think I need to change my background here. It's not quite appropriate.
Is it, Sean, there's someone watching you.
Look at that eye over my shoulder.
Big Brother's watching. And Big Brother is fairly big. He's real big. Is he like 20 feet tall?
Here, I'll go back to, here we go. Let's go back to this.
Very good.
Here we go. So, do you remember what happened yesterday?
I remember a lot happened. It was there. You went on a. You told me all about a tale you went on, and we got to meet some person who was not the most favorite person in my mind.
Did you notice what happened on the press now? Like, it's there's the speakers over top now. Yeah. It's piping in some stuff that we might not want to be listening to. Something that sounds like this.
I just danced to not cry.
Yeah, this was playing.
And I'm talking about Satan. I'm talking about Satan. Satan is the Lord of the underworld. I'm talking about Satan. I'm talking about Satan. Satan for every boy and every girl.
So this is what's piping into the plant. Our speakers go to the plant, but they've replaced our signals. So I think we just have to turn it up to 11.
We just have to
be louder.
Fight, you know, you can't fight fire with water or fire with fire. Someone said.
You can't fight fire with water. You
can't fight fire with water. Something like that. I think I'm losing sleep. The music that's been playing is just, I'm not getting my normal office naps that I've, been accustomed to. Thanks for your sympathy. I appreciate it.
But you know what? You know what always makes things good? Get a cold
beverage. Yes. Pass me a cold beverage there. What are we sipping on?
It's martini time.
Oh yeah. All right. What are we going for today?
Got something.
Which one do you want? We've got the pamplemousse, isn't it? The pamplemousse?
Yeah.
I didn't put that soundbite on.
Pamplemousse.
Let's go with the pamplemousse.
Sure.
But we're supposed to be playing. Remember, we're supposed to be playing a clip every time.
Every time.
See, I think if we play this, what's this one?
Okay. Well, he said. Okay. He said juice, and that's.
I said juice. That's not the one we want, though. This is one. We want this one. No, this one. Here we go. There we go.
Yeah, this one's better.
There we go. This is better. Thank God. As requested by HR. Oh, wait.
Ooh, that was...
Oh, that was crunchy.
I'm not going to lie, that was...
Didn't it?
That was sensual. HR will be over soon. I'm going to do it, but I don't want to get it.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah. Grab a stick of juicy fruit, baby.
Shout out to Georgia Lunch and her wonderful work in the HR department.
Yes, she's fighting the good fight. This one is for you,
Georgia.
Come and visit us anytime. I know you got a lot of work.
Did you do any work yesterday?
I clicked a few buttons. I typed a few keys. I answered a few emails and didn't answer a few emails. So you know how it is.
You answered a few emails and didn't. I noticed that. Oh, wow.
I ignored a few that I just was like, I don't think we need to deal with this right now. We just need to be nice and chill. It's the music that's just keeping me nice and funky fresh.
Do you see over in the plant there? He's walking.
It's Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
It's, so the guy who's taken over the plant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll just click it. It does that. Computer.
So we got this song playing. I think this is passable. Like, he's passing in the plant. He's taking out the laser and replace it with a plastic extruder.
I don't know if I know if I like the sound of those words.
No.
He almost had me. He said strud. I was like, oh, he's going to say strudel.
Strudel. Strudel would have been okay.
Yeah. Cheers to
extruding.
Yes.
So I was talking to some of the employees across the street at the flower shop. They're making fun of us now.
Really? Flower shop?
The flower shop is a bit. They said, you guys like really wussed out. You know, doing plastic.
This is coming from the flower people.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, that's just... My flower shop's been a real thorn in my side. That's all I can say about that.
Wow.
I'll come up with another pun in a minute.
You'll come up with another pun.
I'll come up when it's too late and it'll... Yeah, I'll throw it out there.
So, I think it's called a text message.
A text massage.
Yeah, but it came from my computer, so I don't know. It's like an email maybe or something. But there was a audio attachment.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I thought I would play this.
Okay.
Now it says anonymous, could be a virus, could be Satan.
So what you're saying? As we probably should, just to be safe. Just to be safe.
Should what?
Play the clip.
Oh, play the clip.
Yeah. Just to be safe. Remember, think about viruses. Okay, I don't have it. I was going to say every rose has its thorn, but I said, well, why can't we get past thorns, Alex? That's, or
you whatever. You come some fucking guitar chords.
Yeah, I'd say play that again because that was good.
Could you come show me some fucking guitar chords?
Fair enough.
Okay, here we go.
Check, check, check. Hey, I've been suppressed. This douchebag, Donnie Rames Geo, he knows I'm, like, getting to be quite friendly with the Metal Lord, so he has suppressed me to the electrical system of the building. It wasn't enough that he had me trapped in the basement. Now I've been, like, even hidden away more. But if you recall, there was another rock god, Sammy Kerr, that was also in the electrical system, and he managed to escape. So when I get out, I'm going to come and I'm going to burn his ass down. But hey, in the meantime, enjoy this nice metal selection I have for the week.
That was Antony.
Antony.
Yeah.
All right. Banished to the electrical. Okay.
Yeah, that's the chairman. The now he got promoted, but now that Ronnie is here,
they're trying to push him out.
Yeah, you can hear them over there.
Yeah, they're
upset about it.
Yeah,
they're not very happy. Upset about it.
And we're not happy either.
I already forgot what we said his new last name was. Oh, wait, no, it's Tony Anthony Katine.
Anthony Katine.
Anthony Katine.
There's so many people we work with. It's just really
I know,
hard.
It's hard to remember really those hard. Names. But he has given us a selection to play, so...
Okay.
It's
the least we could do for him.
The least we could do. So sorry, let me just...
The leaf we could do for him. We return to it.
Okay, I gotta find
it. It was worth the wait, right, everyone? I'll take your silence as a no. What do you got for us?
Okay, so... I have to do the tippity-tappity two.
I guess you do.
Okay, we're just going to play it.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Don't tell me lies for the living. I feel it just pretend to hold the answer.
Hello. Holy shit.
There we are.
I wasn't ready. I'm hearing some rattling in the electrical waves here. Tony Katane.
Tony.
Tony Katane.
The writing on here is great. Award, please. No, that was great. I like that. I like it.
So this is what it says. They're a Swedish power metal band formed in Bolness in 1991.
Bolness.
Yeah, Bolness. They are led by guitarist Krister Kurt. Christopher. Metal hybrid with slight progressive tendencies.
Okay. Sure. I thought it was great.
I thought it was good. I quite enjoyed it.
That was pretty wizard, I would say.
Yeah, pretty wizard.
That sounds
like a good metal band. Pretty wizard.
They could totally do it. That's you know what, where that's from? Calling something wizard as a being cool.
Yeah, what was that from?
From
wizard. That's pretty. Oh, it's pretty wizard. Oh my god!
Once you hear it, you're going to be disappointed. It's from The Phantom Menace.
Oh yeah,
it's pretty a wizard, Annie.
It's pretty wizard, Annie.
All right,
greatest movie of all time.
So we're gonna do something here. Start billable hours. Okay.
Ooh. All right, am I gonna finally get paid?
Hey, we're gonna. We're going to. You know what? Because of our oppression. That's been going on with Ronnie.
Donnie Rames Geo. We're totally gonna remember that. We totally didn't make it hard on ourselves.
Oh my god.
It's gonna fluctuate week by week.
Donnie
Rames Geo. We're gonna being recorded by Big Brother.
Big Brother. All right, I'm putting it out to the interwebs here. We have a big situation here with Donnie. We got to really. I see him walking around, and he and our music. Wait! Before he gets back, hang on.
Oh, there
you go. I cried a tear. You wiped it dry. I was confused. You cleared.
Okay,
my
this should get this should keep us safe.
Play my tape for me tonight, or die.
Well, that sounded like. What was that? Like,
play my tape for me tonight, or die.
I think that sounded like it was coming from the electricals.
This is coming from within the cords themselves?
Yes. Uh-oh. That must be... Mr. Potato. That must be Tawny. Tawny.
different person.
Yes.
No relation.
Oh, I guess I have to send you the thing. Hang on.
Yeah,
hang on.
So this band was... So they're from Sweden.
Sweden.
Tad Morose. Like the,
it's just a tad morose.
I like
it's a good name for a band.
It actually is fun. I like it. I like the kind of had a it had kind of a feel. It's not dissimilar to a band that I might be playing later, but yeah, I dug it. I think I'll have to check that out more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got something for us to lead in from that? What do you got?
Oh, so am I?
I'm gonna put you on there, and I'll be on deck.
Okay. So
I don't remember who started last time. I don't think we have been keeping up, but I'm putting you on the.
You putting me on the spot?
I'm putting you on the spot.
Making fire.
Making. Okay.
This
not
this,
hard down here.
You know what, though?
Mr. Booze. Mr. B-double-O-Z.
That's your spells, Booze.
All right.
Is it really technically a work day if you're not at least two beers in. I'm just saying.
That's true.
This is something we should all be considering.
Did you notice that it's been cold in here lately? Like, it's not like...
You know, I...
It's pretty frigid.
This was the first day, I think, that I came and there was not a drop of back sauce on me from the backpack I carried in. I used to come... You come to work and you're just... I'm drenched. Just of sweat. Yeah.
Now it's like a cold sweat.
Do a Slim Jim. It's the only way to warm up. But it is. I think they've been cranking that AC. They've been putting out the fire in the corner of our office that has been there since I started has finally been put out. Something I never thought would happen. I remember asking the facilities when I first got here, like, hey, should I worry about that? And they just walked away, didn't answer. All my follow-ups on it were just like, never mind it. They told me don't look at it and you'll be fine. So one time I looked, I got a little worried, but yeah, it's actually gone.
Let's play a song.
Yes.
Let's play a song.
Yeah, that was, yep. You're right. That was going nowhere.
That was going nowhere. Okay. So we're going to play a song by a band called Cemetery Sex. The song is called Leviathan.
Ooh. Don't keep going. I just want to get my recording duties out. It's really loud for some reason.
This is really good. I think you're going to enjoy this. So here we go. Leviathan, okay. Cemetery Sex, from the album Cemetery Sex. Ooh.
Well,
what do you think of that?
That was wicked.
Oh shit! Wait, hang on, hang on. We're not doing nothing.
You bird or believe it. But yes, we're not up to anything.
Yeah. It's Uncle Tom.
Why does he always touch my keyboard?
It's because he's trying to get past your keyboard.
Yeah, but why is it his hands always wet?
Hi, guys.
Thomas, what have I told you about my keyboard?
I'm not trying to touch your keyboard.
What is the liquid on your hands? Just tell me right now. I need to know.
It's plastic extrusion. I'm working the plastic machine now, plastic is the new metal.
It's not, but why does it smell like beans?
Well, it's the smell from the plant. I got the door open here. And
have you been eating beans again with your hands? Is that bean juice on my keyboard?
Maybe.
Thomas, I'm going to tell you this once, and I'm going to tell you this now.
J'aime pas ça, les grilled cheese.
Don't touch my keyboard if your hands are dirty. And you know what? Just don't touch my keyboard.
Okay, I'm going to go back in the plant.
Can't get back
you know what? You know, I think Burton Cummings is underrated as an artist. I really think that, you know, he's yeah, it's good. You know what? Donnie knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. Before you go, I actually know of an artist that's very similar to Burton. He did a lot of the during the same era, a lot of a similar style, and really competed with him. Do you want me to tell you who he is?
And I'm talking about Satan. I'm talking about Satan. Satan is the Lord in the world. I'm talking about Satan. Satan for every boy and every girl.
Go back to fucking work. But the answer I was going to do was guess who. That was and then it was like Satan. And then Satan jumped in. I said, thank you, Satan. That probably saved us from really not. This is the second joke built up that's like, did this go anywhere? No. I'm two for two. Yeah, you're right. Oh, no. I've upped my game. Oh, well. I have to really up my game.
Well, I guess I'm
not even supposed to be here today.
All right. Well, here's the thing.
What thing?
As you know, I'm somewhat of a prepared improviser, and I compliment your choice very deeply. I like that a lot. I'm already going to check them out tomorrow. I'm going to listen to them,
I think they only have
like one album or an EP or something.
I'm checking here. Yeah, they only have the one, and it just came out. It's 2025.
So, saying of some gothic rock, but how would you be interested in something called? They've called themselves Fairy Doom.
Oh my god, this is kind of the style of music.
That's
their, or is that like, the name of the band?
That's not the name. This is something people are either they are people are calling. This is how they're referring to it. It's their. I'm not going to describe it because there's kind of a description of the kind of the blending of the styles. But yes, if you would like to type tap away.
Mm-hmm.
The band is called Fae Tooth. FAE and then Tooth, one word.
Fae Tooth. Oh, wait a minute. Oh my god.
Hmm?
Okay, no, that's good. This was also on my list.
Gotcha. All
this right. Is awesome. Okay, no, this is good.
Well, I want to put from
the brand new album, Labyrinthine, right? Is that where you want to listen to, or from the 2022?
I was picking thinking of the 2022
okay.
one.
Okay.
I was actually thinking of the track Echolalia.
All right.
I'm going with that. If I'm wrong, whoever wants to, please correct me. Yeah, sorry. I'm dropping my 20-pound weights that I just carry around at work.
We're just trying to remain metal.
Yeah.
We have to have Manowar physiques.
Well, you hear Tom there just saying, plastic is the new metal. Like, yeah, tell me that when I'm just sinking you to the bottom of the ocean with the 100 pounds of plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should do for the Manowar.
The like, there's like child labor going on in the plant. Can you hear that?
Yeah, I didn't think we had that before, right? They just...
No, that's a new thing.
No. Slavery was something, but child labor, they're like, no, we're drawing the line.
We're drawing the line.
Because, I mean, for us, have you gotten paid? Let's be real. I have not gotten paid since I worked here.
Let's talk about getting paid after this clip, because I have something to share with you.
Just got paid today. Got me a pocket full of change.
Okay,
let's play this song.
All right.
Echolalia by the band
Faytooth.
Thank you.
That was some kind of wonderful.
That's what I call.
That's what you call what?
I don't know. I'm off my rocker today. It's too cold in the factory today. I just feel off that this.
Do you think
Donnie Rame is just. I can already tell he's ruining things.
He's already going by the moniker DRJ. Like he's cool or something. But you notice? Did you notice that Tom is still wearing the assless chaps?
Yeah, they never changed that. They
never changed that.
Thought it was supposed to be a family place.
But he had like goose pimples on his butt. Goosebumps. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, and like it was.
Isn't tomorrow's Halloween, right? Because we're gonna.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we'll talk about Halloween some more, but.
It's like he knows.
It's like he knows.
I
think there's ball shrinkage.
Yeah,
there's. Like I think this is a form of torture we're talking about here.
Can confirm.
Can confirm. Yes.
No, this is definitely some torture, and you know I'm not going to say it out loud because you know I know that if he hears it he's going to think well they don't want to hear it, but I think we need to at least be thankful that they haven't played any.
What was that again?
I'm not going to say it out loud because if it's going to jinx us, but. They're not slaying any of her.
Oh, you mean this?
You know what? Joke's on you, because I've been so deprived because of the music they play that I'll take anything with an electric guitar.
Oh my god.
Lulu's.
Well, it's still bad. Okay,
it's not.
Ah, shit. Someone's coming in again. Hang on a sec.
Oh no.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hello.
How you doing today?
Pretty good.
Look, I just came around because, you know, I was out on tour and I decided to come by the metal shop. I was going to play like a drum solo for you or something. You know what I'm saying?
Who are you?
Well, you don't recognize me. I got the stash here. I'm from New York, you know.
Mario?
No, I used to play with Paul Stanley. On that album and Rod Stewart, band called Cactus. Have you ever heard of Cactus before?
I heard of Cactus. It's the favorite band of Lips from Adam.
I used to play in a band called, you know who John Sykes is?
Tell me all about it.
Well, he used to have a band called Blue Murder. You ever hear of Blue Murder? Killer drums in that band. Oh, yeah, that was me.
Give me your name, sir.
Karma and a piece.
Ah, give me a piece of that, my man.
Well, I can't believe you never heard of Blue Murder, man. It was like the biggest band of like the 80s, man. Here's the song that we used to play.
All right.
Fucking listen to those drums, man. Fucking New York style.
New York? Like a New York slice.
Slice of fucking pizza, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I've had a New York slice or two. Roma style.
I mean, look, all I'm doing is I'm hitting the kick. But you can hear there's like a jazz thing going on there. You know what I'm saying?
What are your thoughts on Neil Peart?
Fucking jabroni, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's not that good, you know.
Is he?
Yeah, he's not that good, you know. Like, you know, I came through the streets of New York, you know what I'm saying?
By came through, do you mean like from the sewer?
Is this a fucking plumber joke?
Are you a fucking Ninja Turtle or something?
I'm fucking Carmine Appice.
Are you related to Vinny Appice?
That's Vinny Appice. Don't get it wrong.
Oh.
Get it right. My fucking brother can't say his own fucking last name right, you know what I'm saying?
I don't even know what's happening. I'm having a stroke. Tell me.
So you guys gonna play some real fucking metal? Enough of this fucking screaming and goyles singing and stuff. You know,
ghouls
or goyles.
What do you got against goyles?
No, it's got to be dudes singing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
Well, gods, it's fucking metal. Fucking listen to that fucking Paul Stanley. You know what? Fuck that. I'm going to look. Let me pull up my fucking iPod here.
iPod and shuffle?
Yeah, I'm going to play.
Is that a Nano?
Fuck.
How old is
okay,
that?
Okay, fucking hang on a second here. Right. This is the song. Listen to the fucking drums on this one.
All right.
I'm going to skip ahead a bit.
You know, yeah, because there's no drums.
Fucking listen to that. With that offbeat there. You can hear that what I'm doing.
I like
now this is a fucking singer.
I like the guitar.
I mean, he's no Rod Stewart, but he's not bad. Fucking Rod Stewart.
I would
metal
not, I
fucking
would,
singer.
I would never do that to Rod Stewart.
Metal fucking singer. You hear what that fucking Christ. Okay. You're getting me upset here.
What am I doing? I'm just...
You're not kissing my ass. I busted my ass. I busted my ass. In all these fucking bands. And how many records did I sell?
Like 34?
Yeah, fuck you.
Here. Let me ask you a question. Let me
Fuck, I'm gonna play another song.
Okay, well, okay. Give me another.
Okay, here's a song. I wrote this with my buddy Rod.
Is it Rod for Stewart?
Listen to that fucking beat.
All right.
You know any other drummer can do that can play fucking disco and fucking heavy fucking metal?
You know what? I have a guess. Do you mind? Do you mind? Can you handle my guess?
Well, you better talk better than fucking Mr. Richard Marx.
All right. I'm gonna say. Jabroni. Okay, another jabroni. I'm going to say, now here's my guess. Now tell me if I'm being a little too general, but could I say any fucking drummer on earth?
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. You guys, you fucking from Canada, son?
How'd you guess, eh?
Jesus, you know what? I've had enough of this bullshit. Enough of this bullshit. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Hold on.
What?
No, I got nothing. You can fuck off.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to go meet up with my buddy. My buddy, you know, the guy running the plant? He had to fucking change his name, you know what I'm saying?
Did he?
Well, yeah.
From what?
You think his name is Donnie Rames, Jill? What the fuck is that?
What is his name?
It's fucking Michael Bolton. He's slumming. Michael Bolton from fucking Blackjack. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I know Michael Bolton.
Yeah. Fucking metal singer, I'm telling you.
Metal singer.
You know, you guys need to listen to real fuck. You know who's a fucking superstar?
You're gonna tell me regardless.
This guy here, hang on, let me put him on. Fucking listen to the guy's pipes here. You listen now. Fucking hell. Listen to this guy.
Well.
You know what? That's what an American sounds like. Fucking deep, rich fucking vocals. You know what I'm saying?
Is that Burton Cummings?
Yeah.
He's not American.
Oh, no. He wrote a song, American Woman. He's American. Trust me. He's from the Bronx.
No. He's from the same place I'm from.
What?
He's from Winnipeg.
Fuck you.
No.
Okay. You know what? I'm going back in the plan. I'm going to go talk to Mike. Oh, don't you say it's Mike. Don't you call him like he wants to be called... No, let's go to...
Can I call him Mr. Bolton?
No, call him Donnie. Call him Donnie.
I'll call him Donnie. Donnie Bolton.
And enough of that Satan shit you guys are doing.
What? But Satan's everywhere. Isn't that right, Satan?
Okay, I'm going back. You know what? Play some fucking Blue Murder.
Okay.
Your show's gone. You know what? All right. You can put that in the plant all day long.
All right. All day long.
Okay.
I'm going to do it for you. Just for you. What's your name, Mr. Apice?
Carmine.
All right, Carmine. I'm gonna do that just for you as a favor to you. I'm going to put it on.
Okay, I'm going back out there. I got to go supervise. I'm the new supervisor.
All right.
We're going to be bringing in a couple other people to work with me in the plant. Mm-hmm. We got a race from the dead, just like Jesus.
Just like Jesus.
You know who we brought back?
Rod Stewart.
Jesus Christ.
He's not dead?
No, he's still alive.
Oh, okay.
Still alive.
I didn't
know. Who's that guy from the Velvet Underground? That guy. I am the table.
Lars Ulrich?
No, no, no. I'm talking about the real singer of that fucking album.
Tell me, what is your opinion on Lars drumming?
Fucking mastermind. Like, he's not quite as good as me, you know, but he learned from the school of Carmine. He bought my rock drummer book. You know, the one, the fucking, that guy plays with Bros Before Gin. You know that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Plays with some guy named Fast Fret Fingers or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that drummer, he learned from me, you know. I taught him all he knew.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going back in the plant.
All right.
You have a good day.
You too.
And you keep the brewskis under the table so people can't see. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Yeah, talk to you later. You know, you could have said something during that and just sit in the corner and let that happen.
And they recognize me. Well, I used to play with Rod Stewart too.
Well, he's apparently so far up his ass that he can't tell. Oh boy. Oh.
All right, well, you got to put some music on, cuz we got to rectify we got to rectify this stuff, you know.
Absolutely.
I'm bored.
Oh no, the audience. No.
We lost the audience.
Just kidding. All right, well, here's what we're going to do. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play something because this guy just rubbed me the wrong way. It's the satanic heavy metal ball. He doesn't like any of it. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to make it simple. I'm not going to explain anything. I'm sure you can find it. The band, you'll find it easy. The band is called Killing, and the song is called Kill Everyone. That's what we want. Play it. I should have not put my phone down that hard.
Here we go. I
apologize, everyone.
Oh my god, I feel so much better now.
Yeah, we needed that. We needed that refresh.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So that was.
I feel good now. I actually feel, you know.
Ready to face the day, knowing that there's someone out there who says, you know what, I want to write music about just killing everyone. And you said, what is your band called? And they go, Killing. That's not a. You know, if you meet these people. They're probably nicer than most, like, pop musicians you meet. Just probably. Like, oh, this person's very friendly and, like, jovial.
No, yeah. Robbie Robertson here.
No divas or no, like...
I'm no too... Michael Boltons.
Yeah. Don't say it too loud.
Don't say it too loud.
We might summon him. Yes, so, That was a nice little refresh.
Oh, but, boy.
Yeah, so what's on the docket now?
Oh, man.
Mr. Apice, Apice, he...
let's see, so...
He really derailed us.
This is the last song.
Okay,
well... This is the last song for this episode.
But I will say that is exactly the voice I imagine now that I've taken a picture of what he looks like. Because I was like, what does this guy look like? Now I know.
Okay, so I think I'm going to play... this is effed up. Let me grab the band here. I gotta grab the new album. Okay. Shit, did I... Wait, I'm gonna have to roll a dice here.
Alright.
Okay, I'm gonna go with this one. The band is called Igor.
Okay.
The song is Headbutt. It's a brand new album, just came out. It's the fifth studio album by French multi-instrumentalist Igor Headbutt. And we'll see you guys tomorrow on Halloween. Ooh!
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. And bye. Have a good day.